So let's see what I have at the bottom of Lamed Vav and Rosai. Tana bar Hanalam ven an oven. Shomin chefosin ven yeshivin. Osin me ava osmechin biyisurin. Alein akos of ome va o avav kitzes hashemesh begvurasa. So people who display these midos are described as Oavei Hashem. Va'oavav ketzeis Hashem ish begvurasa. They're described as Oavei Hashem. So maybe the bulk of the time in Shemli Ned will be spent on the Rambam, but maybe just one very brief order in terms of the Maharsha. The Maharsha comments Kol sheyesh bo elu hamidos kulan, hu bechlal ohavav, de hane'elovin kulu, v'shomin kulu, hu bevadai ohavavios. Right? Someone who doesn't respond the tit for tat, someone who keeps silent, even in the face of bizyonos, hu bevadai ohavavios. Certainly people will appreciate that midah. V'chol ha'ov l'vios hu'ov l'shamayim. But isn't Marsha confusing two things here? The Braisa is talking about who are ohav Hashem. The Marsha is talking about who is ohav to Hashem. But Elamai, it's clear what the Marsha. He's not even telling it to us. I think it's such a davar poshut to him that he doesn't bother spelling it out. Is that a person can't, it's a sine qua non for being an ohav Hashem, that a person should act in such a way that he's ohav la Hashem. A person can't claim or aspire to being an ohav Hashem if he's not ohav to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Memela, that's what the Maharsha says, yeah, that Nelom ve'en and Oven, Shomen Cheposen ve'en Meshiven, reflect whether a person is Ohuv La Hashem, but that is indispensable and an integral part of his being genuinely an Ohuv Hashem. That the Rambam quotes our Gemara. I don't know. I'm not sure why it's not in the Ein Mishpat here. The Ein Mishpat gives a different Maror Mokum. But the Maror Mokum, which is really where the Rambam has the Gemara completely, the Rambam has here in Perek Beis Halacha Gemal of Hilchos Deis. The Rambam says, V'derech ha-tzadikim hein aluven ve'enon olven, shomen cheposan ve'enon meshivin, osin me'ava usmechen b'yisurin, aleim ha-kosev omer ve'ohavav, ketzeis ha-shemesh b'gvurasa. What's the relevance here in Hilchos Deos? So the relevance is as follows, right? The immediate antecedent here within the Rambam is that the Rambam's talking about how Ka'as is the second of the two exceptions where a person is supposed to go to an extreme and never ever get angry. And the practical application of that is, and again, this is the immediate antecedent to where he quotes our Gemara, is the fichach tzivul lehisrachek min ha-ka'as. A person should distance himself so much from anger, ad sheyanheg atzmo, he should train himself, shelo yargesh afilu ledvarim hamachisim, that he shouldn't react, he shouldn't be affected, he shouldn't be provoked, even by things which objectively are provocations. So the Rambam is talking about this midah of shelo yargesh, this midah of not being provoked, of not losing one's equanimity, of being able to maintain complete and total composure. So that clearly is the segue to now love and ven and olven shalom chavos and ven and nashim. That such individuals, they exhibit and exemplify that midah, that taka, not provoked. They're not provoked. They don't respond in kind. And what's more, again, even the higher madrigas, they don't respond at all. So that's clearly the connection. Why the Rambam's quoting it? Why does the Rambam quote the whole maimon? So you'll say, I mean, well, you're going to edit Chazal. I mean, either quote the maimon or don't quote the maimon. But the maimon, the Rambam quotes this maimon in a few places, and there he does just select what's relevant in context. So if you go back, for instance, to the end of Perek Hei in Yesodei HaTorah, where the Rambam is talking about the third of the three types of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem, the first being when there's a chiyuv of Yehoreg Val Yavor, a person fulfills that chiyuv of Mardurim, so then there is a Kiddush Hashem, Achman Ratzlan, he doesn't, there is a Chilul Hashem. Category number two of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem is when a person does something for no ulterior motive whatsoever. He fulfills a mitzvah for no ulterior motive. Just because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a Kiddush Hashem. He does an Aveira for no ulterior motive, so then, Rachmana Tzlan, then it's a Chilul Hashem. And category number three is when you have a person who's an Odom God of HaTorah Mufosim B'Chasidus, when he acts in such a way that provokes criticism, he creates a Chilul Hashem. When he commands respect, admiration, and even adulation, so then that's a Kiddush Hashem. So in that context, the Rambam says, V'chein im dikte kechocham al atzmo, v'hoye dibur v'nachasim habriyos, v'dayto mu'urevis imohem, u'magvilan b'seif uponim yofos, v'ne'el av mehen, v'eino olvan, m'chabed lahen v'afilu l'mekilin lo, etc. So where did he get ne'el av mehen v'eino olvan? So this is one of the rare cases that we know even before we look in the Kesef Mishnah. But the Kesef Mishnah tells us that that's our Gemara, right? Ne'elam ve'enam olvim. So the Rambam doesn't quote the whole Maimah. The whole Maimah isn't relevant in context. So he selected. He selected from the Maimah that which is relevant. He has our Gemara again at the end of Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam writes, this is the final halacha in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Afal pi sheyesh rishus lechochem lenados lechvodo. If someone disrespected a Talmud Chochem, so the Talmud Chochem has the right to impose nidui, a form of excommunication on him. Says the Rambam, eino shvach leTalmud Chochem lehaneg atzmo bedovo zeh. It's not something that really reflects well on the Talmud Chacham if he does that. Ela malam ozna midive ame oretz v'lo yoshes libo lehen. You should just ignore it. It should be water off the duck's back. Ki inyan she'omar Shlomo b'chochmosel gam l'chol hadvar mashi yidabu al titen libecha. Don't pay any tent. Don't pay any attention to the noise. V'chein ha'yadar chasidim ha'rishonim, shomim chepasim v'enon meshivin. Again, that's our Gemara, right? Shomim chepasim v'enon meshivin, v'lo od el shemochlin la'mechari v'solchim lo, etc. But again, he doesn't proceed to quote the rest of the Maimer. Okay, so the Rambam quotes that part of the Maimer which is relevant in context. So that being the case, so when the Rambam does in Perek Beis of Deos Halacha Gimel, when he does quote our Gemara, and here he does quote it in its entirety, but l'chara, the connection is only the first two elements of the Braisa, of the Ne'elam Ven and Olven, Shomim Cheposam Ve'einan Meshivim. Right, so that's the question that I'll say. Now, it's clear that the Pshat and the Braisa is not just listing four sort of separate midos, but the Braisa is describing a progression. How do we know that? Because otherwise, Ne'elam Ven and Olven it's b'chal masayim mana. Now, lavim ve'enim olvim is certainly included within the midah of shalim chepasim ve'enim eshivim. Now, lavim ve'enim olvim means that the person doesn't respond as brazenly, doesn't exchange insults. He doesn't respond in kind, but he may push back and say, you know, like, what are you dumping on me for? What are you? He may register some form of legitimate protest, albeit without being insulting in return. So he remains silent. So it's clear that midah encompasses and goes beyond the midah of Nalom Venom Olvim, which is why the Pashtus is that the Pshat Nizbraisa is that we're not listing sort of four discrete midos that characterize Ohave Hashem, Ve'ohavav Ketzeis Hashem Ishbegvaraso, but what we're talking about is a progression. It begins, the first stage of the progression is Ne'alam Ve'enem Olvim. From there, a person can then go to the next level. He can take it to yet a higher level of not just having the restraint and the healthy detachment not to be ma'aliv in return, but to be completely detached from and recognizing that the insult ultimately means nothing, so much so that he's not only Einan Olvin, but he's even Shomeach HaPos of Einan Meshif. And the progress is double. It's not only in terms of the contrast between Einan Olvin as opposed to Ein Meshivin, but Cherpa is something which is more intense than Elbon. Right? Elbon is an insult or something. Cherpa is to be disgraced. It's not just to be insulted. It's to be disgraced. It's to be humiliated. So not only does he have the midah now of being eino meshiv at all, but he has that midah not only in response to being ne'alav, but he's able to display that midah even in response to shomer cheposa.
If he's not insulted, so why would he respond?
So the first person, I think the first person, he is bothered by it, but he has the restraint and he has his own, you know, standards of behavior, you know, such that he won't respond in kind. But he is bothered by it.
I think Rashi says Ein Olvin Asachirim.
Why it's Olev and not Ma'alev, I don't know. I think that's the source of confusion. I'm not sure why it is, but that's what Rashi says Ein Olvin means as Asachirim. So how does the progression continue, though? Given that clearly from 1 to 2, from Ne'alom Ve'enon Olvin to Shalom Chepasim Ve'en Meshivin, again, we're not talking about two distinct unrelated elements. We're talking about a progression, that a person progresses from being Ne'alom Ve'enom Olvin. No, it does bother him, but okay, the fact that it bothers him doesn't mean that he should lower himself to that, and get down in the dirt and respond in kind. And the Einam Meshiv, no, the Einam Meshiv clearly has gone beyond that to yet a higher Madrega. So given that what we're talking about is a progression, so how do we carry that through the Braisa beyond Shalmim Cherposam Ve'einam Meshivim? The last halacha in Hilchos Tshuva, Yud Vav, Dover Yadua Bora. She'ein Avas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikshares V'Liva Shel Odom Ad She'yishke Bo Tomit Karo'oi V'yazov kol sheva olam chutz mimena. K'mo sh'tziva v'omer b'chol levavcha u'chol nafshecha. Rambam says it's self-evident. It's so obvious that for a person to really, really pursue and cultivate Avas Hashem, he has to have a single-minded focus. V'yazov kol sheva olam chutz mimena. He can't have any totally independent attachments or preoccupations. Again, pursuing Avas Hashem itself is something which will express itself in many ways. He's going to learn, he's going to daven, he's going to do chesed, he's going to interact with people. That itself is going to express itself in a variety of fashions, but ultimately, everything issues forth from this single-minded focus and goal. And Yazov kol sheva olam chutz mimena. That's what it means. B'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. It means that there's this detachment from anything which doesn't on any level link up with Avodas Hashem, with Yediyas Hashem, with Avas Hashem. Agav, the Rambam's description in Parag Gimel of Hilchos Talma about Talmud Torah, Varotzev Liskos, B'Kisra Shel Torah, there are sort of intentional parallels in that, again, same single-minded focus and healthy intensity. Misha nesar liba l'kayim mitzvah zo karo'i lav lios muhta v'kisra shal Torah gimel vav lo yasir daito l'dvarim acherim. V'lo yosim, he can't be distracted. V'lo yosim alibo, he shouldn't think sheyikne torim ha'oshev ha'kovet ke'echad. I can pursue prestige, wealth, alongside my pursuit of Torah. So l'chora, the pshat is as follows. If a person cultivates, I'm saying it, I don't mean to be saying it glibly, it's obviously a tremendous avoda, right? It's a lifetime avoda. A person cultivates the midah of hanalom v'enem olvim, shom chapasim v'enem meshivim, so he's positioned. How is a person shomer chapasim v'enem meshiv? The person is disgraced, at least objectively, the cherpa, that he has disgrace hurled at him. He has disgrace hurled at him, and again, let's say where there's no, again, he doesn't need to respond for any reason other than his own ego. That's the hypothetical case that the Bryce is describing, and the person doesn't respond. I think the Rambam says in Hilchos Tumas Taras, when the Torah intersperses Va'ish Moshe Anav Mi'olad Mikol Adam Asher Penei Adama, is that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't makpid at all on what Miriam and Aaron had said. It didn't bother him. Ki Uzeh, so what? So they criticized me. So what? So they criticized me wrongly. So what? What did I got to do with? Does that affect my davening? Does that affect my learning? Does that affect my tzarkei tzibur? So what? He wasn't makpid. He wasn't makpid. Ki hu zeh. That sense of, again, healthy detachment really is the beginning of what the Rambam's describing at the end of Perek Yud in Hilchos Teshuva, V'yazov kol ma'asev olam chutz mimena. And that's the progression from Hanelom Ve'enem Olvim, Shomim Chaposim Ve'enem Meshivim, Osin Me'ava. Because Osin Me'ava means, Osin Me'ava, the Rambam says, that a person who's Osin Me'ava is Lomit Ne'dov Sheva Olam. Ha'oved mi'ava osek b'torah mitzvahs lo mipnei davar ba'olam. This person, again, the fact that the disgrace was hurled at him, but if it's not affecting anything in terms of Torah, mitzvahs, b'chonis, so what is it? It's nothing. It's davar ba'olam. And he has removed himself from that. That's what the progression is. If a person can be kona these midas and alam v'anim olam shomeach and pasam v'anim mashivim, he's positioned to this incredible madreg of osim me'ahava. What's pshat in the smech and the yisurin? So the Mishnah says here in Haroa, Nundalit, in Brachos, that Chai Vodim Levarach al Haroa, Kashem Shem Levarach al Hatova, Shanema Vahavta Es Hashem Elokecha, Bechol Levavcha, skipping, Davrache, Bechol Ma'odecha, Bechol Mida Umida, Shum Modeid Lecha, Havei Modelo. So the Mishnah interprets Bechol Ma'odecha as b'chol mida u'mida, regardless of what measure HaKadosh Baruch Hu apportions to a person, the person should thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, regardless of what that measure, whatever that mida literally is a measurement. A person's midas are the measurement of a person. B'chol mida u'mida shu moded l'cha havi modela. So the Rambam quotes the Mishnah, if you had a chance to see, in Perek Yud of Hilchos Brachos. Shama Shmua Tova Mivarich Baruch Hatov Hashem Lekenem El Cholam Hatov Ametiv. Shama Shmua Ra'a Rachman Litzlan Mivarich Baruch Hatov Hashem Lekenem El Cholam Dayan Ha'emes. V'chayv Odom Levarich Al Hara'a B'tovas Nefesh K'derach Shem Mivarich Al Hatova B'simcha. Shenem V'ahavta Eis Hashem Elokecha B'chol Levavcha V'chol Nafshecha V'chol Me'odecha U'b'chlal Ahava Zo Ha'yisera Shenitztavinu Ba Sha'afilu be'eis she'yotzer lo yoda v'yishabeach b'simcha. Rambam says, part of this, again, without any negative association, part of this extreme ahava in which we're commanded is that even when we're experiencing something which is oppressing, a person should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should thank and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu joyously. Yod v'yishabeach b'simcha. So what's clear from the Rambam characterizes the ahava shenitztavinu as ahava yisera. Again, an extreme ahava. Where does he get that from? So it's clear, Rambam actually says this it's reflected many places, but where he says it explicitly is in the Parashat Mishnayos and the Mishnah of Ma'od Ma'od Havishval Ruach and Avos. Rambam says what the word ma'od means is much, right? Harbe ma'od, very much, right? Tov ma'od, very good. It ma'od has that sense of haflaga, of much. So b'chol ma'odecha means that that's where ava yisera is written in the pasuk. The fact that it's b'chol ma'odecha with all your muchness. Now, no matter what, that Ava Yisera, this almost, or drop the almost, this unbounded, this Ava Muflages, that's what Ma'od means. So it expresses itself that Afilu Ba'esh Sheyotzelo Yodav Yishabech B'simcha. Not only that the person doesn't have complaints, not only the person doesn't have a grievance, but no, that's not enough. But a person should be moda u'mishabeach b'simcha. So the chari, it's klar, right? That's the pshat in our baisa, right? So now lom v'enam olvim segues to shomeach ha'pasim v'enam meshivin. Shomeach ha'pasim v'enam meshivin, as we just discussed, segues to osin me'ava. And what's the ava yisera? What's the gvul ha'ava? What's the outer boundary of avas Hashem? Is afilu be'esh she'yotzelo. Is Yodiv Shabeach v'Simcha, so that's what the Vaisa says. And then what's more, he graduates from there, the progression continues. That the Osin Me'ava, again, there are different dargas within Ava, the Osin Me'ava, and he graduates all the way to that Madrega of Smechen Bibi Yisurin. Rav Volbi wrote a little volume where he has a profile of Rav Yerucham. Like the Mashkiach from the Miri Yeshiva before the war. And he describes that when Rabbi Yerucham was sick with his terminal illness, I think it was some kind of cancer, Rachmana Litzlan, so he suffered very much during that last period of his life, and people used to overhear him. He didn't intend this to be heard, but people overheard him saying, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Yisurim. Tate, ich danke euch for the Yisurim. That's what Rabbi Yerucham was overheard. That's the Mishnah's din. That's what the Rambam is saying. And that's what it means. The highest Madrega then, within the Osin Me'ava, is that they're even Smechen be Yisurim. So that's the pshat in the Braisa. Now, why does the Rambam quote the Braisa, Bishlei Musa, in Beis Gemel Hachas Deyos? Again, we only see the connection to Hanelom Venom Olvim Shom Chapasim Venom Meshivim because that, again, is directly connects to the Lo Yargish, which the Rambam was talking about in terms of avoiding Kas. So the person Lo Yargish, is the mid of the Hanelom Venom Olvim, and even more so of the Shom Chapasim Venom Meshivim. Why did he quote the entire? So here, not to review the whole Mahalach, but we discussed in the Hilchos Deyos Shiurim that practically, phenomenologically, so the way the mitzvah of Halach de Vedrachav sort of expresses itself is through the Darach the Midah HaBeninus, the Darach HaYeshara. But we saw that doesn't really capture the essence of the mitzvah, even though that is by and large the practical expression of the mitzvah, but it doesn't really capture what the essence of the mitzvah is. And what we saw this indicator was the following, right? In Perek Gimel Hilchos Deyos, so in Halacha, so the first two Parakim Hilchos Deyos plus Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph, all about the Midah Beninus. And then the Rambam shifts in Gimel Beis to talking about V'chol Ma'asach Yud Hashem Shamayim. And it's just so strange, seemingly, in more than one respect. Number one, how is this relevant to Hilchos Deyos? Why all of a sudden is the Rambam interjecting this into Hilchos Deyos? If for some reason the Rambam wants to put into Hilchos Deyos, so then the more logical breakdown of Prakim was that Halacha Aleph of Perek Gimel should have been appended to the first two Prakim where the Rambam was talking about Midah Beninus, and then a new Perek should have been about a new topic of V'chol Ma'asecha Yud Hashem Shamayim. Then we saw also that the Rambam in Perek Dalid, Halacha Aleph, Hoel V'Heyos, or V'Havoyas Haguf Bori V'Sholem Midarkei Hashem Hu, to be healthy is part of the mitzvah of V'halach Devedrachav. Why is that? So we would have thought that the Rambam will say, because healthy behavior is moderate behavior. Moderate behavior is healthy. That's the reason we're expecting. But life is full of surprises. That's not what the Rambam tells us. The Rambam continues and says, Sheharei i'efsho sheyovin o yeda v'hu chola. If a person is sick and is beset with pain, he can't concentrate to the same degree. A person can't marshal the same powers of concentration when he's sick, when he doesn't feel well. Well, if his body is racked with pain, as when he's healthy, and in robust health. But what's Yovin or Yeda got to do with the mitzvah of Halachta V'drochav? So it's clear that for the Rambam, again, we discuss this by Arichus, but just reviewing the Rashi Pachim, it's clear that Halachta V'drochav ultimately means that the alternative for Halachta V'drochav is that a person just sort of responds to, and in a certain way, in a certain sense, is enslaved to whatever character traits he sort of naturally has. If he's a Baal Kaas, so he's going to be enslaved to that Midah of Kaas. And if he's a Baal Taiva, he's going to be enslaved to that Midah of Taiva, etc. And the Midah of Beinonis means that instead of a person's Midos being sholeit over him, he's sholeit over the Midos. And that's the way he's able to blend typically between the two, because he's sholeit over the Midos rather than the Midos being sholeit over him. He's sholeit over the Midos, and then what does drive his behavior? So when he eats, he's not driven by taiva. He's not responding to taiva. Okay, and when he goes to work and he calibrates how much money he's looking to earn, so he's not being driven by his desire for wealth. So what is... So what does make him tick? So Halachta V'drochav sort of removed one engine. So what engine comes in its place? Is that everything he does is l'shem shamayim. Everything he does is for the purpose of Yediyas Hashem. So that the Yediyas Hashem and the mitzvah of Halachta V'drochav, the v'chol maaseh yu l'shem shamayim, that tzarech ha'odom l'chavein ma'asav kulon, those two are inextricably intertwined. Well, so now, it's gewaldic. Again, we asked, when appropriate, the Rambam doesn't quote a Maimah Chazal, Bishvay Musa. He'll quote the part of the Maimah that's relevant in context. Ayin Torah Kei Misayot HaTorah, Ayin Sof HaChos Talmud Torah. Yet here, the Rambam quotes our Maimah Bishvay Musa, even though seemingly the connection, the connecting points are the Nalon Ve'enim Olven, Shem Chapaz Me'emeshim. No, but Heyos, the whole Hilchos Deis, again, is about the Halachta V'drochav. Ultimately, the Halachta V'drochav is the essence of the mitzvah is not the moderate behavior per se. It's moderate behavior in the sense that a person is in control of himself so that he can direct what he does appropriately. And what is that goal to which he's supposed to direct? Tzarech Adam Shechavin Kol Masav Kulam Kdei Leidus Hashem Baruch Hu Bilvad. That's what is reflected again. That Hoil VeHayos Haguv Bari VeShalom Yidarkei Hashem Sharei Efshe Sheyavin Oyeda VeHu Chole. So that's what the Oev Hashem is also doing. Right, miyad hu ovu mshaveh hu mufar misave taiva gadol leidas Hashem baruch hu bilvad. So memela, the entire maimer is mein yano shel hachos dayas. It's not just the nalom v'anim oven shom chapasim v'anim mashiv. It's the entire maimer. Okay, we'll stop here.